I'm Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Stevens Underground Garage. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's the way we say it in New Jersey. The sound habit of the Tufts campus and a sound habit to get into, baby.
Oh my goodness, are we having a good time or what? We just finished off with Barrett Strong, Money, That's What I Want. I went back and forth with that. I didn't know if I wanted to play Barrett's version, the Flying Lizards, the Beatles, but I followed with the original version released back on the Tamla label back in 1959. Barry Gordy's first big hit that he had for the label, by Barrett Strong. We started things off, though, with the Tubes. I was a punk before you were a punk, and that comes off of the Tubes' What Do You Want From Life? Live album that they recorded back in 1977, released in 78, but recorded in England. As I said, it is a pick-me-up. It recharges my batteries. It's a wicked cool album. One of the downsides of the album is that as you listen to it, you really can't visualize. You could in your mind, but I've never seen a Tube show, but I've seen them, you know, on TV or YouTube videos and talking to other people. If you saw a Tubes show back in the 70s, it was an experience, let's put it that way. You thought that the Rocky Horror Picture Show was interesting, at least part of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Anyways, we followed that up with some Zachary Thax from Corpus Christi, Texas. No, we didn't. We followed it up by the Cocktail Slippers. Write your stuff down correctly here, Chris, with She-Devil, Shout It Out Loud, that you maybe you can't anymore. It's on Wicked Cool Records. The B-side is Too Good to Be True. It's a digital release from May of 2021. When I go to Wicked Cool Records, it says it's sold out. So if you took too long, then you are out of luck. Poo-poo on you. Then we followed it up with some Zachary Thax with Bad Girl. Release off of nationally, I think it was the Mercury label, in October of 1966. Released in Corpus Christi's, I think maybe on the J-Beck label, back in July of 1966. One of my favorite garage songs of all time. Some Dean Landau with Money that you can get off of his digital 4-pack released back in 2019. You can find that on Bandcamp Records. And Dean is a loyal listener and a loyal contributor from when he has some music, so make sure you check out Dean Landau. Now, as we go back to our story of Strike the Box on WMFO, we left off on January 1st, 2002, when I had to do my last show because I was being transferred into another position in the fire department. So 2002, I was pretty much gone. I believe I actually came back in sometime in 2003 because I have a playlist that I found. Back when I first started, you would just write down your playlist in backlist, you know, obviously what songs you played. I saved my first playlist. The rest I kind of lost, but I found it in a notebook of mine from I had a November 20th, 2003 show. I do remember coming in around 2003, the summer, fall time, covering people's shows. I wasn't doing the show full-time, but I would come in and be a substitute for other people's shows. But starting, looked like in the winter of 2004, I came back to do Strike the Box. And for some reason, in the summertime, during the summer season, I changed the name of the show to Stuff for the Summer. I have no idea why I did that. Maybe it just was because it was the summertime and I wanted to change it up a little bit. But I did that until September of 2004, and then sadly, I left again. was studying for the captain's exam, which was going to be later that year, so I had to really concentrate on some studies. So September 16, 2004 was the final show for Stuff for the Summer for that semester, and didn't come back until 2005, right around the late spring, early summer of 2005. And back then, we went back to the name Strike the Box, and did that until just about September of 2005, and then sadly, I left again. Mostly it was just because of studying. When you had to study for an exam, you had to do a lot of studying. You just, there wasn't a lot of other things that you could take on. But we'll get back to the rest of the story in the next segment. Hopefully you're enjoying this week's show. We're in hour number three. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO Memphis 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.YouGotIt.org.
And heaven. nice to see you.
You had to get your kicks out of trying to steal it.
Liars, Help You Anne, from their On Fire LP, Ace of Hearts Records, 1984. It's not the Liars, it's just Liars. But we started things off with some Ike and Tina Turner, with River Deep, Mountain High, single from 1966. Did not chart, I don't believe it charted, or didn't do well at the time. Maybe it's 33 in the top 500 greatest songs of all time, but when it was initially released, didn't go anywhere. And even though it says Ike and Tina Turner, Ike, I think, was given some money to step out of the booth so Phil Spector could record that one with just Tina Turner. Justine's Black Threads did their version of Needles and Pins, and you can get that off their Cheap Vacation EP on Red Records, originally from Rumbar Records. But you can get it off of Bandcamp. Just check out Red on Red Records. And some very important Red on Red Records news. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. is Kid Gulliver's Gimme Some Go EP release and video show. So make sure that you check out Red on Red Records so you can check that out. And next Saturday, or Saturday the 26th, from noon to 8 p.m., Revolution Hall in Lexington, Mass., there are a ton, if not the entire catalog of Red on Red Records will be playing there from noon to 8 p.m. So make sure you check that out. Like I said, virtually the entire catalog of Red on Red Records will be playing all day long. You can find all of this information out on Red Records and on the Facebook page, Red on Red Records. So make sure you check that out because it's wicked cool, good music. Tex and the Horseheads, Border Town, the live version off of Tot Zien's Live in Holland. And I will tell a quick story about WMFO. I remember when I first started doing my show, I just loved that I could find albums that of artists that I'd heard while I was in the Navy in the mid-80s, but couldn't get because their records never went to CD. It was real tough trying to find them. And MFO had them, thank goodness. By request, some Monkees with Words. We had the single version that was released off of Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorns, and Jones Limited. They actually had a couple of versions, which are now released on the More of the Monkees Deluxe Edition. But we went with the mono album version. And to finish up my stories of WMFO, like I said, somewhere around 2005, I came back in the summer, then left again. What can I tell you? I was studying, I guess. But then came back in the summer of 2006, did another round of Stuff for the Summer. And I think this is where I started to change the format a little. As I said earlier, my show would start like in the 50s and then go through time up into the 80s and 90s and 2000s. But somewhere, I think, around 2006, I just went totally freeform and just played anything and everything. No structure to time, just what I wanted to play. Probably around that time, I believe Sirius Radio had the Underground Garage, which I started tuning into. Because I think it was September of 2006, was it? Yeah, when I started, and I haven't stopped since then. I've just been continuing on. Might have missed some weeks here and there, but again, from 2006 onward, I've been continuing. But again, the first show was June of 2001. So that's my history of WMFO. On the Strike the Box radio show group on Facebook, I'll have a list of people to thank. There's so many people I need to thank that just is way too many. I will try in the next block. Okay, enough of me rambling here. Let's get back to the music. I have a ton of music I need to get, so I'm going to have probably a big rock block. I'm not going to come back till the end of the show. I'm just going to keep playing the tunes. Hopefully you will like them. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box, WMFO MF 91.5, and on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm not. fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Frisco to join a psychedelic band. I'm going up to Frisco to join a psychedelic band. Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? I'm going to the love end to sit and play my bongos in the dirt. I'm going to love it.
But while your roses died, I came alive. Thank you.
been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Little girl, this crying can be heard all around the world.
Stop your crying. Here comes Ivor, the dirty old sooty engine driver, to make you feel all right.
Only love to him, all our eyes.
chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em our hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. You call Alice when she was just small. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you
Means my time is up. I got to get out of here. So let you know what we played in that superset. We started things off with some Susie Mann with "I'm Not a Man." No, she is not. You can get that off of Pirate Press Records. Thankfully, that's the clean version of "I'm Not a Man." There is a dirty version out there, but thankfully we had the clean version. Pleasure Seekers with "What a Way to Die" from 1966. You can get the CD, The Pleasure Seekers, which lists pretty much all their songs, released back in 2011. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention with "Flower Punk" from 1968. You can get it off of the album "We're Only in It for the Money." Hopefully I pronounced her name correctly. Janelle Monáe, hopefully I did. From her album "The Arch Android," we heard "Come Alive," "War of the Roses," that way via request. The Who, with "A Quick One While He's Away," that comes is a live version, comes off the show "The Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus," and my favorite version. When you watch that, just watching Keith Moon drum is incredible. And if you listen closely, they're actually singing "cello, cello, 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 cello," because they wanted a cello in that section and they couldn't afford it. Okay, Jefferson Airplane with "White Rabbit," released in 1967. Devo, "Smart Patrol, Mr. DNA," my favorite Devo song, especially live. Get that off the Devo Live LP. It was recorded way back in 1980 in San Francisco. The Seeds with "Excuse, Excuse," recorded back in 1966 off of their LP, The Seeds. That's it for me, folks. Big thank you for tuning in this week. The 20 years of Strike the Box. If I got to give one thank you out, I'll give a bunch of thank yous out on the Strike the Box Radio Show group page there. But if I got to give one thank you out, it's got to be to Leslie Lombino, who got me in the door at WMFO. She answered that text or that instant message a long time ago, and no longer with us. But thank you, Leslie, for getting me in there, because I've had a great 20 years. Let's hope we can do another 20 years. Take care, everybody. I got one more song to squeeze in here. Can't tell you the artist, but I haven't played the artist, and it's my favorite artist of all time. And tomorrow never knows. Bye-bye. This is WMFO Network.